Okay, let's get started. All right. Welcome, everyone. This is the board meeting for Connect Transit on December 10th, 2025. Mike is going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Perfect. Well, welcome. I'm good. All right. Okay. The consent agenda is before you. This includes the approval of the agenda tonight and the approval of the minutes for our last meeting, which was November 19th. Our next meeting is on January 28th, 2026. Can I have a motion to accept the consent agenda?
So moved. Second.
All right, Glenn made the motion to accept the consent agenda, and Mike seconded it. Is there any discussion, any questions on it? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thank you. Okay, do we have anyone from the public with us tonight? Okay. We're going to move on to board business. And this is our big meeting for our budget next year. So we're going to go ahead and let Todd present the budget to us. And I just encourage you, if you have any questions, to ask them tonight.
So, what page is this on in the packet? Page 5 in the packet is the proposed budget. We've had several meetings on this, gone through it quite a bit. So, really, just at a highlight, and then we'll take questions. If you look at this sheet in front of you, you'll notice down about three-fourths of the way down the line, what happened? My sharing stopped. What happened with that, Brad?
Try to share again.
Okay. Sorry about that. It's not giving me that option. It's grayed out. Okay. There we go. All right. We're back. All right. So about three-fourths the way down the sheet there, we have operating revenues less expenses. And in the proposed budget, there's a positive of $569,000. So again, just as we look at this, we always want to make sure that that number is in a positive number, that our revenues are projected to exceed our expenses. And so as we've gone through this budget, we have the necessary funding in which to fund operations for the year, and then put some money in the fund balance for future capital needs. So that's kind of where we're at. We've covered this quite a bit, but I'm happy to answer any questions if there are specific questions to address.
Gone over this a lot.
Yeah, we've covered it a lot.
This is good.
Net capital, let's see.
If there's anywhere you want us to look at, we can do that. But and we're looking to adopt this by the budget resolution when it comes time that you want to look at that.
I'm trying to remember how much capital grants that are coming in this year.
So if you look down there on that, again, page 5, so you'll see capital grants revenue. So we have the sale, which is the building, and then the capital outlay bus purchases, a little over $1.6 million, some equipment for $155,000, and then just land improvements for $1.1 million. So those are our capital expenses. And a lot of that's funded with federal grants and then our fund balance.
Thanks.
I got Mindy here to help me with.
Yeah. No, I have no other questions. We've gone over it.
All right. Okay, well then we're gonna go into a public hearing for this. So I'm gonna open this for a public hearing, and then if anyone has comments they wanna make, we'll get them that time. Do we have anyone like online coming in from the public?
The public can't participate online with comments.
Okay.
So they can only participate here. But they can view things online.
Well, since we don't have anyone here, comments. I need, let's see, I'm going to ask for a motion to close the public hearing about the budget.
I'll move to close the public hearing.
Okay. Second. Okay, so Sean made the motion to close the public hearing, and Emily seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Was that Ron? Or uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, good. Good to have you. Yeah.
Somebody's out there.
Okay, then we get to consider passing the budget then. So can I have a motion to accept and approve the budget for the fiscal year 2026 that's been presented?
You can do it with the resolution. You're actually considering resolution 25-04.
Oh, okay.
2025-04.
Okay.
So I move that we accept resolution 25-04 for the budget next year.
Okay. So Glenn makes the motion.
Second.
Okay, and Mike seconds it. Any questions, any discussions?
Okay. I think they've done a good job. It's been a lot of work.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's been a good process.
Yes. Thank you, everyone, for all the good discussion we've had. Really good discussions. Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Ron, you said aye?
I did.
Okay, we want to make sure we get that. All right, thank you so much. Okay, and then I'll sign that at the end. Okay, our next item is the consideration of the GM report and recommendation of the COLA and market adjustment. So as a executive committee, we met, well, first of all, so our policy that we have, we want to make sure that over time we're giving on salary increases. You know, this is a reflection of, you know, his job and his proficiency at his work. And also we want, you know, we want to keep Tom and so we do these salary adjustments, and we, let's see, we base this, the average, the salary, we look at Logan City and Cache County and the state of Utah, and then, you know, compare that with Todd's salary. So one of the things that he does is he sends an annual monitoring report to us as the executive committee, which he did. And, you know, we reviewed that and that looked really good. And then the next thing we do is the market assessment. And so for that, we reach out to an company or I guess companies and take bids on it, and then they come back to us with recommendations for his salary. Sean, do you want to talk a little bit about HR?
Sure. And just can I ask, add a quick thing to the COLA part?
Yeah.
The documentation that Todd provided is actually on the site that everyone can read if they want to. It's multiple folders and it just shows accomplishments for the year. So.
The monitoring
report. Monitoring report, yes. That's what it's called. Thank you. Sometimes I forget the term. So in our bylaws, we have, aside from the COLA as a method to maintain, you know, salary and to prove, we have a have it written in that every 5 years or up to 5 years, we will conduct a third party salary assessment. And that year came up this time. And so we went out to bid for three entities. One of them would not respond. We got quotes from the other two and selected company HRCC, which we have used before. And they did an assessment and came back with a report, which they have not sent to us yet. But when we do, we'll post it on. It's just two pages. But basically, they recommended a salary adjustment, an increase of 5% in addition to the COLA, and we followed that. We're happy to do it. We can also, just so you know, anyone on the board can recommend a spot award for the general manager, and then they can recommend through the general manager for spot awards for someone else, but that's his prerogative. And so we can do that anytime through the year. And so we wanted to present that those results of the report. So it's like a 7.5% increase for base salary going from this far forward. Seven and a half, something like that.
I have numbers. The COLA was looking like 2.5.
2.5 for the COLA, and then another 5, I think, for the 4% for the salary adjustment.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll get the numbers to Todd, but it's.
Did you say 4 and then 2.5?
So 6.5. It's plus change. It's like a little bit over 4.
Well, I thought you said 7.5.
No, yeah, sorry. I'm confused. It was a $7,000 increase plus a 2.5% COLA.
Yes.
And the 7,000 ended up being like a 4-ish, 4.5%.
Yes, that's what I thought.
One of you will email us
yes,
the all actual the numbers yeah. so that we have that.
Yeah, and we're a little bit, we've always been uncertain about how to report that in this meeting.
Yes.
Because we want to do a closed meeting because it seems like it's sensitive data, but they don't do it. So we'll just, but anybody, the report will be there soon. If it's not already on there, we'll get it on and you can all see it. And then, yeah, it's a $7,000 base increase per year plus COLA.
And this does not change the budget. This was approved in the tentative budget and the official budget.
A placeholder was approved.
A placeholder was approved. And so this is, you know, it's according to policy. We've done everything according to policy, and it doesn't change the budget.
And some things we learned in this process. The other company gave us a good bid. It's just a little pricey. We could always go for them. And then also we can do this. We said every 5 years. I think in retrospect, it would have been good to do it a year or so earlier just because of the weirdness of the last 5.
Yeah.
We were a little behind, not as bad as we could have been.
Yeah.
We want to make sure we keep this position competitive, and we're very grateful and excited for Todd's accomplishments.
Yes.
Extremely. Yeah. So we can do it sooner than 5 years in the future. If we feel like the markets are looking weird again in the next few years, we can do it anytime we want.
Things change so much after 2020. It's just crazy.
Yeah. So we're behind. Okay. Is that?
Yes.
What you were hoping for, Leanne? Yeah, yes. Is that good? Okay.
Yes, that's great. Thank you so much. Okay. So we recommend that, and then just the consideration for that. Let's see. Can I have a motion to accept and approve just our recommendation, the GM report, and the COLA and market adjustment, just as we've presented.
Let me do that.
Sorry, I'm a little bit. I was looking for the report. I got distracted. But yes, I will. I propose to accept that those recommendations.
Okay.
Seeing as I recommended them. Or I was one of the people recommending them.
Yes. Okay. Second. All right, thank you. So Sean made the motion to accept this recommendation for the GM report and the COLA and market adjustment, and Mike seconded it. Was there any discussion? Do you guys have any questions about this?
No.
Okay. Ron, do you have any questions?
No.
Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Jeff Turley. Jeff Turley's on.
Jeff.
Oh, hi, Jeff. Okay, perfect. Aye, Thank you.
I say aye.
You said aye. All right, we got you down. Thank you so much. Okay. All right. Our next item, the election of the vice chair. So we're going to do that. Dave was the vice chair. He served for this last year and has recently left the board. And he wanted me to tell you all how much he appreciated time serving with you and being on the board. He really, really loved serving here, and we're going to miss him a lot. He did a great job. But we need a vice chair. Our bylaws require that we have a vice chair moving forward this next year. And we're gonna vote on this tonight. So the vice chair serves for a year, and then the chair, and then we'll become the chair, and the chair serves for 2 years. It's not a lot of time. You don't spend a lot of time. You come to executive committee meeting. We have that once a month. That's about the week before board meeting, and then some training. And, if the chair isn't there, then you would step in for board meeting and help with that. It's a lot of fun. It's great. And I've loved being chair and vice chair. I've learned so much the last couple of years. It's been so fun serving in this capacity and seeing things, just learning more. So I would just encourage you to take that opportunity sometime. And so we're going to have that vote tonight. Emily said that she would be interested in it. And then Glenn also said he would be interested. When we got here at board meeting. So we're going to vote. Everyone write down who you want to be the vice chair for the next year. There's
a paper there by your...
Yes, and there's a piece of paper and a pen.
How are the online people?
Jeff and Ron, if you want to just... Yeah, if you can send it to Todd.
Can we text to Todd?
Yeah, you can just text it to me.
So we aren't in the bylaws. What is the rule about... Does someone have to have served on the board for a year?
Oh, yes. Thank you. That's really important. Thank you. Yes, our bylaws do state that for the vice chair position, a board member needs to have served for a year. And Emily has almost been a year. It's in March. So we can make an exception.
If the board agreed to that.
If the board agrees to that. It would be starting in January, so you're like really close. So maybe just take that into consideration. And
the vice chair usually serves for 2 years, but it'll only be a year this time, right?
Yes. Yeah. And if anyone else is interested in it, we can do that too. So.
Question. So when are we getting a new member to?
In January.
It's right there.
That's your new member.
Oh, you are. Yeah. Okay.
And you're looking for someone else as well.
Jeff, to represent Providence and River Heights. Yeah.
Okay.
They're in the process of finding someone. But Jeff is on tonight at the meet.
Yeah. Who do we hand our papers into?
I'll come collect them.
Okay. Do I have them?
Yeah. So who were the two again? Emily and who?
Emily and Glenn. And anyone else who's interested in it?
Did you vote that?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
But it was Emily and who?
Glenn Schmidt.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, I'm talking to the speaker. I'm an idiot.
Just text me. Yeah.
I know I should be aiming that way.
These are pretty sensitive microphones.
Oh, that's where it is. Yeah, I thought
they're pretty sensitive.
Yeah, I could hear really well.
Yeah.
when I was driving up here. Well, I wasn't driving.
John could be whispering back there and they could pick it up here. So.
Jeff didn't hear me earlier. Indy, I just noticed your sign.
So I gave Todd crap because he's all about not having paper stuck places on walls and things. But it's in the progress of being made.
So the new vice chair is Glenn.
The votes are in. Okay.
It was tied till you did your.
Oh. What?
It was tied till you voted. So.
No. All right. Well, thank you everyone for participating and stepping up. I appreciate that. We're going to go ahead and vote then on the vice chair as presented. So it sounds like Glenn received the most votes. So
I guess. Isn't that a vote?
Yeah.
Do we have to vote to accept it? Or
yeah. Well, we've paper votes, right? And then
we don't you voted, you're good.
Yeah, okay, we don't have to
accept it. So we don't have to everyone say aye and
no,
like
you're good.
Okay, so Glenn will be the new vice chair. And
you're fine.
That sounds good. Okay. All right. Then our next item in business is the management report. So we'll go ahead and.
Yeah, I just want to present to you this risk assessment. We have to do this every year. It's a requirement by the state auditor's office. Again, it's page 13 of your packet. So we look at various things and we get points based on this form that the state auditor has created and filled out. So you can see at the top of it says total points earned. We have 350 out of 395. So our risk level is low. There are a couple of things that we could do to pick up additional points, but really we feel that we have proper controls in place. We have an audit every year, and those controls are looked at. And, for since as long as I've been here, we've had a clean audit with no findings. So I think we're doing well. But again, we're not asking for any type of action on this. This is just something we're required to report to the board. So I just wanted to make you aware of that.
We 5 points better than last year.
I'd have to go back and look last year. I can't remember. Yes.
So, and the assessment was conducted internally, you and
Curtis.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's the intent. It's a self-assessment.
Yeah.
It's we have that independent assessment when we do the audit. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Great question. And then just real quick, one other thing is, if you all remember, those of you who were on the board last year, even that came on after, there's this conflict of interest form that you have to fill out, this big, long thing. We have to do it every year, or you have to do it every year. I apologize. So we will be sending that out here tomorrow or the next day. Charisse will be sending you an email. She'll also copy you what you filled out last year, so you can use that as kind of a base to go off of. You have until January 10th to get that completed. And so just to make you aware of that. So, and if you don't get it completed, I'll be bugging you. So, or Charisse will be bugging you. One of us will, but so fun project over the holidays, if you want. So.
Merry Christmas.
That's all we have.
Manager. Can I ask you one question, Todd, for your general manager? You mentioned that the changes that were enacted for routes 12 and 15 in August made them, on the hour all day now instead of just morning and evening, and that there'd been a ridership increase.
Yeah.
Can you speak to that a little bit? I know you might go into more detail.
Again, so I'm preparing a report for January. So we'll kind of do a year in review for January. And so, yeah, I'm just trying to pull that information together. And so just the initial indications are that since August, that ridership, we're seeing substantial growth in that ridership. And so it's that thing that we've talked about, frequency matters, right? And so that's a good thing to see.
You might be bringing back a stick funding.
And that's always important, right? So stick funding, small transit, intensive city funding, we get funding if we hit certain markers and ridership and how far people ride, all these things go into that factor. So yeah, that would be great.
Okay. I look forward to it in January.
Yeah.
Todd, I've asked you this before, but I'll ask it in the meeting now. Do we have a depth chart for like your position? If anything should happen to you, there's not a vice general manager.
There isn't, but I mean, Curtis functions now. We have an executive team. Mindy's on the executive team. You're in good hands. You have people that could continue to run the operation until you selected a general manager. I mean, the day-to-day operations, quite frankly, I don't do a lot with, involved in setting policy and culture and those types of things. But a lot of the stuff I'm doing is out in the public and out with the politicians, trying to understand the needs of the community and stuff like that.
I'm not talking about dying. I'm talking about other things too. But I mean, you know, if you've got an offer to go somewhere or something, but yeah. So the executive committee remaining would be day to day, and then it would fall back to the board to do a hiring.
I mean, Curtis could step in, but yes, my position is your responsibility. Really, you're the ones that you know I report to, and it would be up to you if you wanted to find a replacement. How you'd go about that?
Well, we'd have to find a replacement.
Yeah, how you would go about that process? Yeah,
like you would be the one choosing.
Yeah. All righty. Is that pretty much true of Curtis as well?
I would replace Curtis. Curtis reports to me, but
okay.
Yeah, I'm the only position the board has direct.
Yeah.
Direct.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Good question.
Hey. All right. The board chair report. Employee anniversaries. Reed Shoup, who's a driver, has been driving for 15 years. It's awesome. And then I just want to remind everyone, we have our board Christmas social, holiday social this next week, Wednesday at 5. And we hope to see you here. It'll be here. So hope to see you.
5 or 5:30?
I think 5, and then dinner starts at 5:30.
Okay. Yeah, the food's at 5:30. Yeah. If you're coming for the food, not social.
Is there an official board meeting after that too, or is that just a social?
It's just a social. There's no meeting.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Okay, got it.
And plus ones, right?
And Sean, I just want to make sure you knew that my schedule's changed and I'll be there now, so you can come.
I think there's joking.
Are we catering?
That's right. Good.
USU is gonna have the food that we're having brought in, yeah.
It's a potluck, and Mike's got the main dish.
Want that?
Hey. Yeah, Mike's catering.
Yeah. Really hot chili.
I would be okay with that.
All right. I guess just any questions, public? Anything more discussion? You guys have any questions? Okay. All right. Well, thank you everyone for coming tonight. Really appreciated it. So it's an important, well, they're all important meetings, but this is a big deal to pass the budget. And so I appreciate all the work everyone does so much. All your comments. We've had really good discussions. And I hope everyone has a great holiday season. So we'll go ahead and adjourn.